Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
All right, joined now by the host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Trista Crick. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com today. Trista, I don't know that I've ever done this with you live on the air, but I want to just say you do an amazing job. You, Quentin, and Ryan, every night at BetMGM, you do a great job every night. But last night I was tuning in as you guys were kind of covering the NBA draft in real time, and you had Coach Pat on with you, and you know, I was just kind of admiring from afar, listening in and thinking to myself, wow, they really do a good job. And if you don't get enough credit, let me give you some right now. Great work every night there on BetMGM Tonight, Trista.
Why thank you. I'll just let you guys know that there is an unfillable well of compliments needed for my soul, so you guys can give them to me anytime you'd like. There's no end to what my soul desires on that regard.
So you could have great content, great takes. The thing that stuck with me was the fly swatter thing from 2 weeks ago.
Can I share a story about that? Trista,
I would like to know.
You had the electric fly swatter a couple weeks ago. I want to say you had a two-kill streak going. I think you took out two within the span of just a few minutes.
Yeah.
When I started in radio, I was just like a 15-year-old kid, and my first radio station was actually in a small market called Grand Forks, North Dakota. And
wow. Our
studio was small. It was dank. Pretty much the entire air staff smoked cigarettes. So there's always a dirty ashtray. And there were flies. Every summer, inevitably, there would be flies in the studio. Just disgusting. And our program director at the time came up. There wasn't a fly swatter. Nobody had a fly swatter. He came up with the idea of taking a newspaper, wrapping it up in duct tape, and then wadding a big wad of duct tape at the end, like hockey players do at the butt end of their stick. This giant ball of duct tape at the end. It looked like the butt end of a hockey stick, except it was a duct tape roll of newspaper. And then he labeled it the fly excruciator. We didn't want to electrocute flies. We wanted to pulverize them. We wanted them to you know, we wanted to set an example, a tone for other flies. So when we swatted flies, we swatted them into oblivion.
God.
It was disgusting. But you know, flies in broadcast studios, nothing new. And I, when I saw the electric fly swatter, I'm like, oh, I got to tell Trista about the fly excruciator.
I mean, that's amazing. When I first started at BetMGM Tonight, we had fruit flies.
Yeah.
Because we live in we work in a building next to Bonchon. No shade to Bonchon. I'm sure they do a great job. But Bonchon's dumpster is right next to our studio. So the flies get in somehow, some way, the fruit flies from the dumpster and all the Bonchon food, probably great kimchi, no shade to Bonchon. But whatever's happening over there, we need to figure it out. There's a giant industrial sized fan. Smells like old dumpster in the hallway to get to the bathroom.
Mm.
I tell you what, if you didn't tell me I was on national radio, I wouldn't know.
Just a crick. BetMGM Tonight, as we'll be following along with Colorado. We'll get your thoughts on the NBA draft and everything, but the thing we can play tonight here, Colorado and Tampa Bay. Do the Avs finish this tonight? Do you feel comfortable laying the money betting that way, Trista?
They're at home. Feels like it's a different game there in Colorado. -185 is sort of tough. And you can't really rely on the fact that Tampa might score first, because they really didn't in Colorado. They did that back in Tampa. The live betting opportunity feels a little sketchy to me. Maybe what I would do is just go back to the period prop. Go and look at what the first period overs are. You can get a 1.5 over, 1.5 at -130. Last game, that was a loser. But listen, we had some pipes that were hit. Could have easily gone over. I still feel confident about that number, even despite the most recent memory being a loss that killed a +750 parlay.
And before we get to the NBA and the NBA draft, Major League Baseball tonight, Trista, anything that has your eye that you like for a winner for us tonight?
Oh, I'm just getting into this. So my man Randy Arozarena, under 1.5. Yeah, I know. You're like, where is this coming from? under 1.5 an RBI. He's playing Pittsburgh tonight, the Pirates. Not a super strong pitching staff, but the man, even though being this Tampa Bay Rays player, even though he's second on the list in RBI, he hasn't had an RBI in 10 straight games. I'm going to put that with some other things, some other player props. What I would encourage folks to do is to do a little digging, find some of the highest ERA pitchers, the worst, most stinkiest pitchers. I would look at the Orioles pitcher, for example, and look at some props for the White Sox, maybe a Tim Anderson prop if you can get a 1.5 hit, parlay that together with my man Randy Arozarena, and maybe take the Yankees on the money line, a -130, because I know that they probably shouldn't have won last night, and they probably shouldn't win tonight, but we're not in a scenario where should even matters with this Yankees team when they're at home.
Yeah, Graham Ashcroft would be the guy I would pick on, Trista.
Reds
tonight. Like that. I'm not ever paying attention to a Reds Giants game, but and I don't think of like 49er or Giants fan being all like a New York fan, say for instance. But that'll be an interesting atmosphere tonight when Tommy Pham steps onto the field. I'd have to assume he's in the lineup.
Joey Votto's been really interesting as well. But yeah, you're right. The beef between the Reds and the Giants has been tremendous. I like that Jonathan India kid. He's been really good as of late. And then, obviously, if you can find our man. I don't see him, though, in the lineup.
Oh,
my man, Pearl Necklace, not in the lineup tonight, it looks like. At least not able to bet on him on a prop. Hmm.
Trista, I want to talk about winners and losers from last night and how we got to what we got last night in the NBA draft. But we want to start with the Knicks because I think a lot of people are scratching their head and saying, what the hell are the Knicks doing? I mean, is this all about the Knicks just having some ammunition here to make a big signing here in the next few days?
Yeah, it's a big game of chicken, right? It's a big game of who's going to be able to land Jalen Brunson. For those who are not aware, Rick Brunson, Jalen Brunson's father, is an assistant on the Knicks. So there's a little home cooking there. If his dad thinks that he can land them, you know, then you figure out a way to make the money work and have a father-son reunion. But the Mavs feel very confident that they're going to sign Jalen Brunson and that Jalen Brunson wants to stay with Luka. Who wouldn't want to play with Luka, right? And they've already gone pretty far in the playoffs. And the Knicks are really nowhere close to getting back to that place, even though they had a great year two seasons ago. So to me, it feels like a big risk to not take anyone at 11, to find a way to get screwed by the Oklahoma City Thunder for the 11th pick, where you're getting first round picks that are only protected after the lottery. They're protected up until the end of the lottery. So if the only way you get the Wizards pick next year is if the Wizards make the playoffs, the only way you get the Detroit Pistons pick is if they're better than the 19th pick in the draft next year. I don't know about that. And I also heard some chatter. I guess this would make me feel better. And they did offload Kemba Walker, and they will continue to clear cap space, I guess. But the one name that I'm hearing is DeJounte Murray. Is if they could get rid of Evan Fournier's horrible contract, and they could get rid of Alec Burks' contract, and they could send some of those first-round picks along with some of their own for DeJounte Murray, because the DeJounte Murray is probably going to take four first-rounders, right? And four that are deemed pretty good ones, you know, not ones that are in the high 20s. So, but if they could get DeJounte Murray to be the guard of the future to pair alongside R.J. Barrett, to pair alongside whoever they end up keeping on that team, because I think it's pretty unknown, that would be exciting. But they could have gotten Jalen Duren at 11. They could have got Mark Williams at 11. There were a plethora of guards that were available, like Ty Washington, that were available as well. Not to say I would have taken him, but he was there. Malachi Branham was there from Ohio State. So a lot of options that they could have figured a way to make an impact now. But I guess it really won't matter if they get the guy that they want. But if they don't, it is an absolute fire, disaster, red alarm, me on WFAN saying, what is Leon Rose doing?
It gives you months and months of content there.
Content.
I grew up a Knicks fan, Tristan. They've taken the life out of me. I'm dead inside when it comes to that team. What did you think at the top of the draft there? Banchero, nobody had him going to Orlando, number one, and Jabari Smith to three at Houston. That's a surprise he fell that far.
I saw Banchero in person, and he is like a regular-looking, strong, muscular man that has been taken. You know the Honey, I Shrunk the Kid?
Yeah.
When it worked in reverse? That's like Banchero. He's like 1.5 times the size of a normal human, but all the proportions are still on point. And he's strong. He's athletic. He can do a little bit of everything. He's going to be a matchup nightmare. I cannot communicate to you how big this guy is, for how smooth and fluid and agile and ability to handle the rock and shoot. He's really going to be something special for Orlando. So I was very surprised that he was not quote unquote on their draft board at all. And it was like a 2-person race between Jabari and Chet. So to me, it felt suspect, but you're wondering, okay, like, should I put money on Paolo when everybody keeps saying that he's pretty much a lock to go to Houston? They didn't even work him out. I don't know if you guys know that. They offered and asked Paolo to work out, and Paolo's camp said, why should we? We're not even on your radar. They asked them 5 separate times to work out with them, and they were like, no. So they just took him sight unseen, which I think is fine. I thought it was chaos. It's been a bad 6 months for Woj, let's be honest.
Yeah,
Woj hasn't looked great.
Woj got done over by the Magic. I mean, you know, we were on the air yesterday saying, all right, well, it seems like Jabari Smith is going to go to Orlando. And then when we got the word that Jabari was going to Houston, and, you know, I thought Stephen A. made I love what he said. He said, Jabari Smith looks mad. And if that guy's coming into the league with a chip on his shoulder, watch out.
Yeah, the villain origin story of Jabari Smith. I think Jabari Smith is probably a better fit for the Houston Rockets than Paolo is. I just think that makes more sense. But it was pretty interesting that they traded Christian Wood to clear the pathway for Paolo, and they never even got the chance to take him. Also, I thought Detroit, I know Detroit's not a really sexy name, but they absolutely destroyed this draft.
Yeah.
To get Jaden Ivey at 5, there was a lot of rumors they were going to try to move up with Sacramento to get Jaden Ivey. Didn't even have to because of the ineptitude of the Kings organization that we can just count on like a clock, a working clock. And on top of that, figuring out a way to finagle and screw over the Knicks on the way to get Jalen Duren was just a thing of beauty. And along the way, I want to say they got a couple of other guys, and they still have cap space for maybe a couple of role player veteran guys that they can step in right away for.
Just a great BetMGM tonight. You can hear her with Ryan Horvath and Quentin Mayo tonight at 7:00. Would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Kyrie and his list of destinations and just how does this all play out? Are we going to be just kind of be strung along here until actually a free agency begins?
I said this the other day, I think last night actually on the BetMGM show, BetMGM Tonight. You can find us anywhere you get your podcast and a bunch of different radio stations. But so the Shams has been reporting people close to Kyrie, people within Kyrie's circle say Kyrie, these are his list of destinations. Have you ever seen Kyrie with a crew?
No.
Who are these people close to Kyrie Irving? Who is this circle that you can speak to? I think it's like just Shams back and forth texting with Kyrie Irving.
Mm.
So that gives you legitimacy in terms of, you know, that it is real from Kyrie's side. Now, the question is, how much leverage does Kyrie Irving really have? Because if he opts out of his player contract, there's only so many places that he can go to unless he's willing to take, like, the mid-level exception. and make $10 million a year next year. If you're willing to say that that's a possibility, that's fine. But if he doesn't do that, there's only a couple of places and not very palatable ones that he can go. And if he goes and opts into his deal, then the Nets get to decide where they send him. He has really no decision-making power in that regard. And, you know, the wish list doesn't really matter because why do I care what you want, really? I'm sending you wherever I get the best amount of draft picks, and whoever wants you can take you for the year. Maybe somebody can buy a ring with Kyrie Irving for 1 year.
Well, I'm sure that no matter where he ends up, he's not going to be a distraction. He's going to come to work every day ready to give his all, because that's just always been the case with Kyrie.
He doesn't take vacation.
No. Last night, Trista, we also have to ask you about how you're feeling about your Blazers getting Shaedon Sharpe there with pick 7.
I'm very nervous about it. I'll tell you that. I'm very excited and nervous at the same time. I have no idea who this kid is going to be. I don't know that anyone really knows. I know Coach Cal said, and maybe it's a lie, I don't know, but Coach Cal said if Shaedon Sharpe played at Kentucky next year, he'd be the overall number one consensus pick. So if we're basically getting next year's future first round number one overall, as basically we're locked into that, and it's going to take him a while to turn into that, that's great. That's, as a fan, I'm super happy. I'm patient. I'll be patient with Shaedon Sharpe. The question that I have is, will Dame be patient with Shaedon Sharpe? And who is really Shaedon Sharpe going to be playing on top of, right, or in replacement of? You've got this kid, Anfernee Simons, who is an absolute stud, plays point guard, shooting guard, same size-ish as Dame, definitely longer, definitely skinnier, but has a whole bag of tricks offensively. Not a good defender. Is Shaedon Sharpe going to play 2, or is he going to play 3? Are you going to get Dame and Anfernee Simons and Shaedon Sharpe as, like, the backcourt? I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to find out. Joe Cronin, the GM, who's new, who I really like a lot, he says that Shaedon Sharpe's going to play a lot right away. So maybe you're going to get those three guys in the backcourt, front, like, sort of side court, and Jeremy Grant and Nurk in the front court. I think that the Blazers, though, are not done. I think there's more moves to be made. I also don't know what that means for Josh Hart. He's also a really good player and a good defender, if he's going to come off the bench. And how this helps Portland win and contend in Dame's prime, I have no idea either. But, like, the pick, I don't think you could just turn it down, because if he ends up becoming a superstar, you know, I mean, if you read quotes from him, too, not the same body whatsoever, so don't hear this and say, oh, she thinks that they're the same human being. But his mentality, what he said, I want to be the best ever to play the game. I think that I can be. I want to be able to have straight line drives, get above the rim, dunk on people, and shoot lots of threes. That sounds like Anthony Edwards to me. If we were to pass on the next version, the skinny Ant Edwards, I would be sick to my stomach just to take some guy out of the NBL, out of the Elite Overtime League, out of the G League Ignite and Dyson Daniels. So that's a lot of words to say. It's a big question mark, fellas.
Just the last one for me, and this is kind of looking ahead here, but by this time next week, we'll be in round 2 of the first LIV Tour golf event on U.S. soil, which is, it's in Portland. Do you know that course? Question number one. And question number two, is the LIV Tour even anything you would even, is there any value to this? Because to me, I'd like to bet on things I can actually watch. And yes, you can go log on to a website or anything, but until they get to that point, I don't know how much I'm actually into laying some action here.
Number one, yes, I do know Pumpkin Ridge. I've played on Pumpkin Ridge a bunch of times. I think probably the best public/private, because there's two courses. They rotate them between being public and private, which is sort of weird. Like, so sometimes one Ghost Creek is public and sometimes that's private. I think that's the one that they're playing on. So good course, really fun. It's gonna be, I don't know if it's gonna rain or what, but it's gonna be good. So that's gonna be an interesting draw. In terms of betting on the LIV Tour, I think you're right. I think the television aspect of betting is really crucial. I think that betting on things increases the watchability of a sport, but the watchability of a sport increases the betting on it as well, right? So and I don't really like the fact that there's no cut either. 3 days, no cut, everybody gets paid. What's really the incentive to win? There's a pretty weak field. And sometimes the guys who are the big names aren't even winning, right? Because they're in there and they've already made $125 million. If you ask me, would I take the LIV Tour approach me and said, we'll give you $10 million to commentate on this for eight tournaments? Would I say yes?
Would you say
I'm
yes?
I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about it.
I get it. Hey, and Trista, let me cross our paths here again with the financial world that we know you're familiar with and the sports betting world, which you're obviously familiar with as well. I believe it was Warren Buffett's quote that always said, invest in what you know. Does that apply to sports wagering as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I can't bet on sports that I have no idea what's going on, right? I mean, you're just, for example, my approach to betting baseball is it comes from the knowledge of the game, right? It comes from finding things, matchups, trends, and making sense of those trends in order to get an edge. That's just what finance is as well. The whole concept of the term arbitrage is finding that gap of value where you know things other people don't know, or you're able to interpret things that everybody knows in a different way to give you that ability to make more money than the people around you, right? There is no better, I think, comparable than sports betting for that. So, like, you couldn't ask me to bet tennis or UFC or, you know, KBO, because I don't know a damn thing about that. So that's just like throwing darts, and then that's just wasting money. So I'd much rather, I can't wait to bet Summer League. Like, I am so excited. I'm going to be there in Vegas, and I think that the teams that have the least chance of making the playoffs, the teams that have the most amount of high lottery, high athleticism, shooter type, and lockdown defender type prospects, like, for example, the Sacramento Kings had with Davion Mitchell last year, those are the teams you're going to want to bet on in the Summer League this year. And it's going to be really, really fun.
Trista, you're the best. We will check you out tonight with Quentin and Ryan. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Nice to see you. Good to see you next week.
You got it. Trista Crick. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, host of BetMGM Tonight. If you want to check out more, listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. More Trista Crick analysis there. Search up BetMGM wherever you get your shows. And Trista will be on with Ryan and Quentin tonight at 7 o'clock after Zach Gelb here on The Sports Leader. All right, let's get to I'll Drink to That next, Gino.
Yeah, so tonight, it's one of our favorite things. It could be. Colorado wins tonight. Can Gary Bettman just kind of come out and strut out like Vince McMahon, maybe? like honestly, like, just want to reset that whole thing. And then my experience from going to Syracuse last night to their amphitheater and, you know, what, I don't care about Syracuse.
Whenever you leave Rochester to go to do an event somewhere else, you come back with a take about how Rochester just isn't up to par. We need better in Rochester. It's good. I like it. Expect more, accept less. I always say it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, hey, listen, somebody's got to have some, vision here.
I see that the NFL is looking at another growth market. There's potential for the NFL to expand into another continent. I'll explain and have a non-sports take today. And look, I know that given the events of today, it may feel like we're going back in time 50 years, but there is something that is popping up. It's a meme that I've seen here in the last couple of weeks with the weather getting warmer, and I just want to put a stop to it. We've evolved, and we don't have to go backwards in this regard. My non-sports take coming up here in just a few as well. It's I'll Drink to That. Some takes on tap next. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on The Fan, Rochester.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.